If Asia's bubble is deflating and Europe's debt isn't going anywhere, will the U.S. become the world's economic bright spot?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, what's at the Consumer Electronics Show this year and what isn't? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed at the open this morning, but basically not doing much at all. The Dow down 1 point at 12,358. The NASDAQ up about 0.1%. And the S&P 500 basically flat right now. Corporate earnings season officially kicks off after markets close today when aluminum maker Alcoa reports how it did and how it expects to do over the next few months. Our regular Monday guest, Julia Coronado, is in the middle of an economic tour of Asia at the moment, and she joins us live from Singapore. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
So I want to get your thoughts on the U.S. earnings season in a moment. But first, since you are in Asia, I want to just ask you about the global economic view from Asia.
Well, what I'm hearing from people in Asia is that they've seen their economies slow pretty noticeably over the last 6 months, even though it was from a very, very strong starting point. They're also worried about a hard landing for their housing sectors. They've seen housing prices run up pretty strongly over the last few years, and there's some questions about how hard that could turn.
And are they willing to admit right now that there is a housing bubble in places like China?
Well, nobody really wants to use the word bubble because, of course, that means that it will burst and you will have a hard landing. So right now, I think policymakers in Asia are trying very hard to engineer that perfect soft landing.
Well, what about corporate earnings season here in the U.S.? Do people that you've been speaking with in Asia look to the U.S. as a bright spot?
Well, the U.S. has been the bright spot over the last few months. That's without a doubt. And while Europe is certainly the cloud on everyone's horizon, I think that the U.S., partly because we went through such a harsh correction already, does look to be the relative outperformer.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always, and have a nice time in Asia.
I certainly will try.
News this morning here in the U.S. that the number of empty storefronts in malls is dropping for the first time in 4 years. The real estate data company Reese said this morning that vacancies at shopping centers were down at the end of last year. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has the details.
It's the first gain in shopping center occupancy in 4 years. Retail landlords have struggled since the recession, but toward the end of last year, they were able to slightly raise their rents. Victor Canalog, the chief economist at Reese, says there was only 4 million square feet of new mall construction all of last year.
That's a 30-year low. So this constrained supply is really helping give the sector time to recover, given that demand is still pretty lukewarm.
Canalog says it's discount retailers who are boosting demand. Dollar General just announced it will open 625 stores. But Canalog hesitates to call this a turnaround. Remember last month's announcement by Sears that it's closing 120 stores, and Gap is shifting its focus overseas. Plus, there's all that competition from online sales, putting even more pressure on mall landlords. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
The world's largest consumer electronics exhibition is getting underway today in Las Vegas. And this year, it appears the story is less about what is at the show and more about what isn't. Marketplace's Tech Report host John Moe is there, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the Consumer Electronics Show is changing this year. What's going on?
Well, this is the last year that Microsoft is going to be a part of the show. They've been kind of a big staple of the conference for many years. They've debuted a lot of products here. But they say that after this year, they're kind of bowing out and they're playing down expectations for Steve Ballmer's big keynote address tonight. And it's kind of continuing a trend. Apple doesn't really display anything here. Amazon doesn't debut anything here. And so the big heavy hitters are kind of fading away a little bit.
Are the smaller companies that are at the Consumer Electronics Show, are they debuting some interesting stuff?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on here. There's more of an emphasis on what are called ultrabooks. That's a term coined by Intel. And those are computers meant to compete with the MacBook Air, extremely lightweight computers. Mm. You're seeing TVs that act more like computers, an emphasis on apps, that kind of thing. So you're maybe not seeing the video cameras that you used to see or the specific products, but you're seeing more versatile products that they're hoping will be easier to use and can do more things.
And it's not just these multimedia devices that are being shown at the Consumer Electronics Show. John, what else have you seen that's been pretty interesting?
Well, there's all sorts of things going on. Just pick any geometrical shape, and there's probably an iPod docking station that comes in that shape. Probably the most intriguing thing I've seen so far was from the House of Marley, which is the estate of Bob Marley, and they're debuting a bunch of products like headphones that are made from what they say are sustainable materials like aluminum and, naturally, hemp. And I think they stand out not only because you see a big picture of Bob Marley at their booth, but because it's a color other than black, silver, or white, which almost every other product you see here is. Mm. And so it's getting a lot of attention because it's just sort of breaking the mold of what's out there.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe joining us from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And finally, to the penny, the 1 cent coin that you need five of just to buy the absolute cheapest piece of gum on the market. Well, you might want to hold on to your pennies from now on because one of them just sold for $1 million at an auction in Florida. The penny was made in 1793. That's the first year the U.S. Mint made its own coins. No word on which couch cushions it's been stuck in all these years. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Ask what's next for television, and you might get some answers like this.
Television is the engine that drives the entertainment business.
Remember, this is 4 to 5 hours a day for the average adult.
Anything you can get on a normal TV, you can get on an Xbox.
The only question is, how long does the future take to unfold?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the future of TV at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.